Great. Can we squeeze in? I brought something to show you this morning, but I have to show it to the big ones first because they're so tiny. Okay, I'll show it to them and then I'll sit down and we'll talk about it a little bit. So I need to let you see what I brought this morning. Okay, can you see? We looked at one last week, didn't we? Up on the slides. This one hasn't got a roof, unfortunately, but it does have wee doors that open and so forth. And then another little one here, which is very, very old. And you need a very good eyesight to see that. Okay, it's a little Morris Minor. So it is, if you can't see it from where you are. But I want to talk to the boys and girls about it. So, I own lots of cars, boys and girls. So I do. Lots of cars. And they're in a big box. See? They're not real cars, sure they're not. No. What would you call those, do you think? What's a word for them? What are they? They're ornaments. They are ornaments because this one sits up on my study actually and looks down at me. But if they're not real cars, what? There's a word that describes
toys.
Toys, yes. There's a word that begins with M. They are little the big ones, who knows? Somebody shouted out. Yeah, a model. It's a little model Volkswagen and a little model Morris Minor. My wife used to drive one of these many years ago, so she did. And it was a very fast little machine. This one here's got battered about a bit. You see it? Okay. Not real. They're models, so they are. Do you know that in the Bible... In the Bible, the word for model is used. Now, you're going to get a Greek lesson this morning, so you are. You know what the word is? The word is typos. And actually, we get our English word type from that. Because sometimes, well, the Greeks, they use a U instead of a Y. We use a Y. The typos or type. And the word appears in a verse that the Apostle Paul wrote. He was an old man, and he was writing to a young man. And he said to this young man called Timothy, he said, Timothy, don't let anybody despise you or ignore you because you're young. Timothy was a young Christian. Don't let anybody despise you or ignore you. But he said, be an example. Be a model, a type, a typos. Be an example in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, in your faith. And in your purity. That's a great challenge, boys and girls, isn't it? You know? Your Bible speaks about boys and girls and little ones being important. And indeed, sometimes being examples. In fact, the Bible says at one point, a little child shall lead them. That means little children, young people, can be examples to older people. They can be models of the Christian life. You see, if you belong to the Lord Jesus, if the Lord Jesus is your Savior, He wants you to be a model of Him. He wants you to be an example of Him. He wants, when people look at you, they see something about the Lord Jesus. See, that's not a real Volkswagen, sure it's not, but it looks like one. It's a little model, it's a little representation of the real thing. And Jesus wants you, if you're a Christian, to be a model. And all of us, the older ones as well, so that when people look at us, they will see someone who is like Jesus. We're to be examples in our speech, in our conduct, the way we behave, in our love, in our purity, and in our faith. So if you love the Lord Jesus, ask Him to help you every day to be a model of Him.